Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hey, is it Mary? Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. Who's speaking?
This is Joe Wilson. I'm calling in from Orbit. I suppose that I'm calling in from the development team, and I suppose that you
Okay.
were facing issues while uploading the product on the website?
Yes.
All right, okay, and just give me a
What do you
quick
think?
minute. Let me just go
Like
ahead.
a template, but no pictures.
Oh, what was that?
They show up like a blank template, no pictures.
Give me a quick minute. Let me pull up the report that my team has
Okay.
set up for me. Just give me a quick minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Is it divanationstore.com? Is it?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a quick minute, okay? I'm just waiting on the report for the team. Just give me like 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. And I suppose that the website was delivered to you 5 to 6 months ago? Or
What
4 months
is
ago? And the website was delivered over to you for like 4 months ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I think that one of the plugin has been malfunctioning, right,
yeah.
on the website. So that is the reason you're not able to see the pictures, all right, because that is well, you're aware that the website has been coded, right? It's all coded, and then we provide you with the CMS.
They didn't provide me with anything. I've been asking David, and they didn't provide me with anything.
So you were the one who uploaded the products, right?
Yeah. So can you have them send them to me in an email? That's what I requested from him, but I don't think I have all this information.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have the access for the back end of the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you got into the website and uploaded the product?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, that is the CMS that we provide to our clients. So that is so that is the back end. That is actually the back end that we go ahead and code the whole website, and then we provide them the CMS so they can, it's easy for them. They do not have to go through a coding, all right, anything out of practice, all right, and then you can just go ahead. Yes. So that is the CMS that you're looking at where you're adding the whole product of the website. All right.
Yeah.
Did you opted for a website maintenance plan or no?
No.
No, you haven't.
No,
And why is that?
Okay, so the deal that I had with David, he was supposed to service the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you were not provided with any kind of website maintenance plan?
No.
That will save
David
you from the hassle of this like plugin issues or anything like that, because your website got live 4 to 5 months ago, right?
Not 5 months ago.
Three or 4 months maximum. All right.
So what happened to the plugin?
Well, the website platform got updated, All right, in the website maintenance, what we do is we make sure that the website's code is not getting old. All right, website's content is all good. All right, and we also make sure that the website is working perfectly fine. Okay, we check all the forms to ensure that they're running without a hitch. All right, update the software and the plugins you're using, because I think one of the plugins is outdated. All right, so that is the reason, because WordPress got updated recently, all right, to 6.0. The website was built on 5.9, and now it is updated on 6.0. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is the reason I asked. Yeah, well, that is the reason I asked for you when I came onto the call, like, hey, did you got the website maintenance plan?
Well, I saw that. I didn't want to click on it because I didn't want to mess up anything. But I saw that. I saw there is a newer version available.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, well, that is the reason, because once WordPress gets updated, all right, it updates all the plugins by itself. And all of the websites that are running on the lower version, all right, are facing issues.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is the reason you're facing issues as well.
Can we get the newer version updated?
Yes, of course you can. You can get the newer version updated. And plus, what I will suggest, all right, as I'm from the development team, so what I will suggest to you, go with the website maintenance plan as well. All right, so it's not coming up to you again and again, and you're not facing any kind of issue with the website, and you make business as well. And that's the whole point of creating the website, right, to go ahead and make a business.
And you know something, I'm just like, I'm still working on the website. I'm still not happy with it because I'm still not fully satisfied with it, but I will go with what I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the reason for me being on the call with you, so I can explain to you what it is, all right, and how can I help you with everything that your website requires, all right? Because
I appreciate your help.
Well, that is the reason, all right? And I would personally suggest you, all right, like if the website is up and running that you needed, that you want to go ahead and create some business out of it, all right, and website will need an update every now and then because it's into a digital zone, all right, and it's 21st century. It's like 2022 now, all right, and everything is evolving too fast, all right. Website might have a lot of updates in the upcoming future, in the upcoming month as well.
Okay, so when you update, so how much that costs for me to update that?
Well, I think that it is for $250 or something. All right, but I have to confirm.
Well, is that something I can do on my own?
Oh, well, that needs to be coded. The coding needs to be, well, do you know coding? Well, if you do, then of course you can by yourself, but it needs to be updated by the coding, by the team. Because the website has been developed, yes.
So they just created the website, and I'm still not, you know, I'm still working on it. So I go
well,
every day, and
I don't have to work on the website, all right? That's the whole point of it, all right? And I will provide you a website maintenance plan as well, so you can just let us know what the things you require to get updated, and we'll go ahead and update it for you. So you're not facing any kind of issues and not going into the website by yourself or, making any kind of changes. We can help you out.
I have been. Sometimes it's down for a long period of time without me knowing. So I, you know.
Really? And
yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it's
down. Well, that's the whole point, to keep someone active on the website to make sure that you're not facing any kind of issues with the website, right? Correct. You do have to go ahead and make business. If the website is not being taken care of, all right, it might be taken down. It might, because websites, all right, need good care.
Why do you work on it?
well, how are you going to work on it if it's down or something like that happens? All right. Even if you work on the back end, then of course.
You said I don't have any service, and that was not the deal I had with David. I had a deal with David for him to do service on the website. That was the deal that I had, right? So now you said I need a plugin because there's a plugin that is not working, and I've seen that.
Plugin that has been outdated because of the update.
Yeah, that message saying that there's a newer version available.
Yes, you plug yourself, right?
I was able to upload stuff. But now they said I don't have any permission to upload stuff.
Yes, it has been updated through WordPress and not us, because we work on WordPress platform. All right, we have to work and abide by the rules. All right, and if you're not going with the rules, of course we will not be able to work.
So why is that? Before that, I was able to upload stuff,
because it is restricting everyone. All right, whoever is using the older format, all right, it's restricting everyone, so everybody moves to the newer version. That's how WordPress works. All right, they keep everyone onto a newer platform instead of the older one. All right, so they can eliminate the older one, and everybody can work on the newer one. All right, like iPhones, all right, if a new iPhone comes out, all of the other older iPhones starts to slow down. All right, so everybody can buy the newer one, all right, and they can go ahead and just demolish the older ones.
Android.
What was that?
It's either they buy the new iPhone or they move to Android.
Yes, that's how it works, all right, and that's with all of the wallets as well. All right, everybody is working for their own benefit, and even they asked our company to go ahead and, you know, get everybody on the newer one. All right, so that is the reason you are facing issues, and as well as everybody else. So we are trying to go ahead and cope up with everyone. Of course, well, we are providing you with an upgrade in a cheaper price. Other than that, the regular price is of like $550 or something, but I still quoted you for like $250 or something, because you were our existing client. So that is the reason. Other than that, if someone else is coming out, that we're charging them the regular prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. In which I am also referring you to go with the website maintenance plan. All right, that is a good thing for you. So so everything is all up to date. All right, if the website is going, if that website is having any kind of issues, my team and our team will take care of it for you. All right, you don't have to even worry about it. Like, hey, my website is down. Why is it down? Then you're getting frustrated. Then you're getting, a little nervous about it. Like, why is the website down? My clients are waiting to buy things. All right, you can just go ahead and shoot us an email. Like, hey, my website is down. What's up? And we will let you know. Like, hey, we're working on it. All right, you will have a whole team that will be working on the back end of the website, not yourself.
Let me tell you something. I've been through so much stress over that website.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't even worth it. I've been through so much over that website. It doesn't even worth it.
Uh-huh.
Trust.
I understand. But you want to go ahead and make it work, right? You want to go ahead and create a brand for yourself, right? That is, give me a minute. That is Divination Store, right?
Yeah.
And it needs to be properly updated, right? Even if you go ahead and buy something off a website, you always check if the website is updated or anything like that. If a website is old and it doesn't look good to you, then you don't go ahead and do business with them, do you? No, right? You go on to somewhere else and go ahead and buy something else, right?
Oh, I need right now. So I'm on a 5-point something.
Of course. Well, that is the reason I told you that go ahead and get it upgraded. As I am from the development team, so I know how it works. All right, because we were the one who created the website for you. All right, so it is being upgraded. All right, and you saw it yourself that it came up on the back end. All right, CMS, it got updated. It is giving you an update like, hey, go ahead and update it. All right, because it will restrict you on the back end. All right, and it might start getting slower, might start, you know, crashing again and again. So you need to update it. Otherwise, what if the website...
If it keeps crashing, because it's not the first time, because at one point it was crashed because somebody, I don't know who did that, but somebody removed the security cap and then caused Google to drop my website.
It's WordPress. It is WordPress platform.
Yeah,
so that is the reason it needs to be updated, because they don't take care of the websites who are working on the older platforms, all right? It's about the newer one. They take care of the newer one better. They're like, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take care of the newer ones, all right, because a lot of their clients pay a higher price to them to go on to the newer one, so they will take care of the new one, right? And for the rest of the people, of course, so that is the reason we always benefit and we always try our level best to go ahead and accommodate our clients who are existing and who are new to ensure that they are doing business and bringing some bread and butter to their table.
Okay.
So that will be my suggestion up to you, all right? You can go for the website maintenance plan and the upgrade to your WordPress. All right, website maintenance plan usually goes out for like $650 or something like that for the whole lifetime thing, all right? But if you do the math over here, all right, so if we go ahead at $250 plus $650, all right, will come up as like $900, all right? And that is too much at the moment, all right? And I'm pretty sure that you will not go for that, of course, all right? So what I can do, so what I can do
if
for you as...
Well,
that is the reason I didn't tell you to go ahead and pay you for it right now. All right. What I have come up with, like if I go ahead and apply my managerial discount over here because I'm the manager from the development team, all right, I can provide you with a $200 discount right now. All right. So it is not that much for you, and you can only pay for like, what, $700 and get the website update and the website maintenance as well. So you can just go ahead and do business.
No, I'm going to pass.
What is your affordability so I can check? Because you are existing client and I want to help.
I'm going to pass. I'm not going to upload anything. I'll upload that on my other website because it's easier for me to do it on my other website and I don't have any issue with it.
So do you want to just go with the update so you can just go ahead and upload the products over there?
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to be able to, you know, to upload my stuff.
Okay, so what I will do is I'll check on the update. Okay, if you can just go ahead and make all of the coding refreshed or all of the updates in place. All right, so all of the plugins are working perfectly fine and the website is not acting up or facing any kind of issues in the upcoming future. I will also add a auto update plugin over there as well. So your website is updating itself automatically. So you do not need any of the team members to go ahead and update it any way.
Okay.
Will that work out for you?
That should be working out.
All right, okay. Well, as I stated, that will be $250. So are we good with that?
No.
So
why should I pay? I just paid $1,000 to get this website.
Well, this is something that even we are going. Well, this is something that even we are paying to WordPress as well. All right, so we can just go ahead and.
They overcharged me for this website already. And now I have all these fees to pay. I am not going for that. I'd rather let it go and move somewhere else because I am not going to spend money on that website that's not even working.
Absolutely. Well, you're right. You want to make it work, right? I want to go ahead and make it work for you as well.
It's not anything against you or with you, but I'm just not willing to. Money. Where am I
going to
get my money from?
Well, absolutely, you're right. And I am not going to go ahead and this is completely your choice. All right. This is completely your choice. I just wanted to give you an update regarding this. all right, as I am. Well, yeah, of course. Well, that was my duty, go ahead and provide you with an update of what is going on.
I understand, but I'm not going to pay any a dime. I don't care if it crash or crash. I'm just going to go ahead and remove all my important information, and then I really don't care anymore because I'm not willing to put money in.
What if I help you out? All right.
I'm just not saying that money. This thing was supposed to be included. Because you know something, the moment I got the website, the new version came in. Why couldn't I get the new version? Now I have
but
to pay
the new
for it.
Version. But the new version came after the website got live.
I am not done. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There's a lot of other people, you know, who can give me better service, and I have another website. I would just keep this one and then just get this one.
That is not a problem, all right? Okay, well, just here to go ahead and provide you with an update. All right, to let you know, I was told to give you a call to let you know about the update. So that is why I am. That's why my call.
Yes, but thank you so much for your call.
Oh no, that's okay. Well, no, that's okay. I was just here to provide you with an update and to let you know that this was an update that was coming in. So I was just about to let you know about it. And if you still want, I can just go ahead and help you out. All right, with the update. If you're willing to go with it.
I will call you, but for now I'm not with it.
Well, that's okay.
I'm still not happy because, you know, every time I call, they pass me to somebody else, and then they're not helping, you know, and I'm not talking about you again, you know, and I spend time uploading a lot of products, send them via email for them to be uploaded on my website. They never did. So I went and uploaded a few by myself, you know, and then certain things I'm not happy. That's why I'm not going to put any more money in that on that website. I'd rather go somewhere else.
Absolutely, well, you're right. Okay, yes. Well, that's not a problem. All right, it's your choice whether you like it to go with it or not. It's completely your choice. It's completely your will. All right, so what I'll do is I'll just, whatever it is, I'll let Devin know as well. Okay? Sounds good?
Yep. Yep, thank you.
No worries about it. All right, well, do take care.
All right, you too.